Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Imagine a beautiful afternoon. The sun is shining and you get to enjoy it all because you just sat down on your John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what it's like to drive a John Deere mower, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
I recently received a question from CG, who said, "Hi, Laura, I enjoy your show and appreciate your delivery of information. I'm 55 years old and have a year of emergency savings and no debt except for two mortgages, one on my primary home and another on a condo near my work. I used to contribute to a Roth IRA, but recently exceeded the allowable annual income limit. However, I max out my Roth at work. Now that I cannot contribute to my Roth IRA, I have an extra $300 a month. What should I do with it? Thanks for your advice." Well, thank you for your question, CG, and congratulations. Earning too much for a Roth IRA and having some extra money is an excellent problem. This show, episode 772, will answer your question by reviewing the best ways to invest excess cash and how to prioritize your options. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Money Girl. I'm so glad you're spending some time with me today. If you're a new listener, welcome. My name is Laura Adams. I'm an award-winning author and financial expert who's been bringing money tips and advice weekly on this podcast since 2008, with over 40 million downloads. I also work with select brands, doing on-camera and writing work as a spokesperson, consumer advocate, and PR consultant. If your company is interested in collaborating for an upcoming campaign or ongoing marketing, please reach out. I'd love to hear from you. On the show, you'll hear me talk about a wide range of topics like building credit, dealing with debt, investing for retirement, owning real estate, paying taxes, having the right insurance, money management strategies, running a small business, and lots more. I also interview money experts and interesting people here from time to time. If you want to request a show topic or you've got a money question, you can message me at 302-364-0308 or email me using my contact page at lauradadams.com. That's also where you can learn more about my work, books, and money courses. For today's show, I'm going to assume that you're like CG. You've got plenty of emergency savings in the bank. You don't have any dangerous debt, and you're making regular retirement contributions. Now, once you've got all that in place and you've got a solid financial foundation, and you suddenly have some extra money, maybe it's due to a pay increase, a cash windfall, inheritance, or a reduction in your expenses, what should you do with it? It's a really great question. So first, I want to recommend that you step back and take a holistic view of your financial life. Really think about your goals, clarify what you genuinely want to accomplish with your money. It could be saving for retirement, starting a family, putting kids through college, buying a home, launching a business, or all of those things. In addition, what you should do with extra cash depends on many factors, like whether you or a spouse have a retirement plan, whether you're self-employed, how much you earn, any debt you owe, and your tax filing status. And I'll explain more about all of these throughout the show. If you have a workplace retirement plan, they go by many different names. You've probably heard of the 401k. There are 403bs. You've got 457s, TSPs, you know, whatever flavor you may have at work, that should always be the first place that you invest because it typically will come with a high annual contribution limit, and your employer may even kick in free money. It's called matching funds as an incentive. So CG is very wise to be maxing out a workplace Roth. For 2023, the contribution limit for most workplace retirement plans is $22,500 or $30,000 if you're over 50. If you do that and you still have more to invest, bravo! We're going to review the next best places to invest, including what to do if you don't have a job with a retirement plan. So let's get into it. We're going to cover the best ways to invest extra cash after exhausting your retirement options at work. The first place for your extra cash is to contribute to a Roth IRA. After a workplace plan, maxing out a Roth IRA should be a top priority. And that's what CG was doing until they became ineligible. For 2023, the IRA contribution limit is $6,500 or $7,500 if you're over 50. With Roth accounts, you pay tax upfront on contributions and then can take tax-free withdrawals in retirement, which is a fantastic benefit. However, there is an income limit for contributing to a Roth IRA. Now, I want to make sure you understand there is no income limit to participate in a Roth at work. So this is only a problem with Roth IRAs. And for 2023, to qualify for a full Roth IRA contribution, single tax filers must have modified adjusted gross income, or MAGI, below $138,000. And joint tax filers must be under $218,000. If your income is below that limit, you can fully fund a Roth IRA and have a traditional or a Roth workplace retirement plan. But what if you're like CG and you earn too much for a Roth IRA? Well, keep listening. I'm going to cover more excellent options to invest your extra cash. So the second place I'm going to recommend is to contribute to a self-employed retirement account. CG didn't mention having any business income, but if you do freelance work on the side of your day job, or maybe you're a full-time entrepreneur, you can contribute to a self-employed retirement plan. There are a couple different ones that I like. One is a solo 401k and a SEP IRA. I have a SEP IRA and have really enjoyed that account. For 2023, you can contribute up to $66,000, depending on your business income, and that's to either of those accounts. Plus, a solo 401k allows catch-up contributions. That gives those over age 50 a potential maximum contribution of $73,500. That's the $66,000 I mentioned, plus the additional $7,500 in catch-up contributions. Now, note that those limits must include any of your workplace contributions if you've got a business and you also have a day job with a retirement plan. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're under 50 and you max out a 401k by contributing $22,500. You could also put an additional $43,500 in a solo 401k if you've got that much business income. So the $66,000 minus the $22,500 that you put in at work is where I got the $43,500. So that's a fantastic way for entrepreneurs who max out a 401k at their day job to save even more for retirement with their extra cash. Okay, we're going to move on to the third option for your cash, which is to make non-deductible contributions. So once you max out a workplace retirement plan, you may be able to make non-deductible or after-tax contributions if your plan allows it. And if so, it would be up to $66,000 for 2023. So let's say you max out a 401k by contributing the $22,500 and your employer adds $5,000 in matching funds. So now you've got a total of $27,500 in the account. You may be able to make additional after-tax contributions of $38,500. So that would be $66,000 minus the $27,500 that you already put in. So the difference there is the $38,500 to get you to the plan's overall annual limit. Now, these after-tax funds that you put in grow tax-deferred, and you can withdraw your contributions, but not their earnings, without paying any taxes or penalties on that amount, that portion of the account. However, if you're younger than 59 and a half, withdrawing any of the earnings portion for those non-deductible contributions would be subject to income tax plus an additional 10% penalty. Not every employer offers an after-tax contribution option, so check with your plan document or your benefits administrator for more information about that. CG, it may be a good option if you want your investments to grow tax-deferred for retirement.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
All right, the fourth option for your extra money is to contribute to a traditional IRA. A traditional IRA has no income limit, making it a nice option for high earners. With traditional retirement accounts, you make pre-tax contributions, giving you a tax deduction in the current year. That reduces your taxable income and, you know, lowers your taxes, even if you don't itemize deductions on your tax return. However, there is a catch. If you or a spouse have a workplace retirement plan or one for the self-employed and also contribute to a traditional IRA, your IRA tax deduction gets reduced or even eliminated when your income exceeds annual limits. So again, you can put the money in, you just may not get to deduct those contributions. So the rules are, for 2023, single filers must have MAGI below $73,000 and joint tax filers must be under $116,000 to deduct a full traditional IRA contribution when you also participate in a workplace plan. Now, if your MAGI is higher, your contributions will be either partially deductible or non-deductible, but you can still put them in. Additionally, if you're not covered by a workplace or a self-employed retirement plan, but you're married and your spouse is, and you file taxes jointly, your MAGI must be under $218,000 to get a full traditional IRA deduction. But if you nor your spouse have a retirement plan at work or one for the self-employed, your traditional IRA contributions are tax deductible. Now, CG didn't mention income, but not qualifying for a Roth IRA likely means their contributions to a traditional IRA would be non-deductible. I don't know the specifics there, but you know, while you don't get an upfront tax deduction, non-deductible contributions to a traditional IRA still grow tax-deferred, and that is a meaningful benefit to consider when investing your extra cash. All right, the fifth option we'll cover is to contribute to a health savings account, or HSA. After exhausting your retirement account options, the next best place to invest is a health savings account. However, it is only available when you have a high deductible HSA eligible health plan. Now, CG didn't mention having one, but I just wanted to mention it here because HSA tax benefits are really good and there are no income restrictions. If you qualify for an HSA, the 2023 contribution limit is $3,850 when you have an individual health plan, so one just for yourself, or it's $7,750 if you've got a family plan. Plus, if you're over age 50, you can contribute an additional $1,000. HSA contributions are tax deductible, and your investment earnings grow tax-free if you spend the funds on various qualified expenses like medical, dental, vision. It can even be chiropractic, acupuncture, prescriptions, and many over-the-counter medicines and products. And your HSA funds just roll over from year to year with no penalty. And if you have a balance after age 65, you can spend it on non-medical expenses. Before age 65, if you spend HSA funds on non-qualified costs, you do have to pay taxes plus an additional 20% penalty. All right, the sixth option for investing your extra cash is to contribute to a 529 college savings plan. Now, CG didn't mention having a family or wanting to return to school, but if you're going to pay education expenses like tuition, books, computer equipment, internet, room and board for you or a family member, a 529 college savings plan comes with some really nice tax breaks. Plus, you can even use up to $10,000 per year for education expenses related to public or private school for students who are younger, those in kindergarten through high school. Once a student is out of high school, you can use a 529 for any college, university, graduate school, or vocational school without an annual limit, as long as the institution is eligible to participate in a federal student aid program. While 529 contributions are not tax deductible, your account grows tax-free, and it remains tax-free as long as you use the funds for qualified education expenses, and there are no restrictions on annual income to participate. Most states offer at least one 529. However, the fees and benefits really vary a lot from plan to plan, so comparing plans is very important. And the good news is that you don't have to be a resident of a state to enroll in its plan. For example, you could live in Florida, participate in a California 529, and use the funds to pay for a school in Texas. Also note that some states offer residents a tax deduction or credit for choosing an in-state 529. So depending on where you live, that could add up to some significant savings compared to an out-of-state plan. The only downside of contributing to a 529 plan is that spending it on anything besides qualified education expenses comes with a penalty on the earnings portion of your distribution. You typically must pay income tax plus a 10% penalty on any amounts that were not previously taxed. Okay, the seventh and final way that I'll recommend you invest your extra cash is using a taxable brokerage account. Once you've exhausted tax advantage ways to invest your extra money, it's time to look at taxable options. And they're typically called a brokerage account, or it could be just, you know, an investing platform. The firm you choose should depend on the investments you want to purchase, like mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, real estate funds, cryptocurrency, or precious metals. There are lots of different options out there. While you don't get any tax benefits with a brokerage account, it is incredibly flexible because you can tap the account early for any reason without penalty. Remember that, in general, you must be over age 59 and a half to avoid a 10% penalty on withdrawals from retirement accounts, so that applies to any amounts that were not previously taxed. With a brokerage, when you've got investment dividends or capital gains, you have to report that income on your tax return. The brokerage will send you the right tax form, usually in January, and it's for the prior year, so you know the types and amounts of income earned or lost. And your tax rate depends on your income and how long you own an investment. For instance, when you profit from an asset owned for less than a year, it's called a short-term capital gain, and the tax rate for that is the same as your ordinary income taxes, which ranges from 10% to 37% right now. And tax on investments owned longer than a year, that's long-term capital gains, they range from 0 to 20%, at least right now, and that depends on your income. And that tax rate can actually be lower than the ordinary income tax rate that you have to pay for taxable retirement account withdrawals. choosing one or even several of these options to invest your extra cash is an excellent way to achieve your goals and create more financial security. CG, thanks again for your question. And I know you also asked about using your extra money to pay down one of your mortgages. Right now, I would stick to one of the options that I've outlined here, but stay tuned. I'm going to do a future show on whether you should invest or pay down debt. That will go, you know, into a lot more detail. So stay tuned for that. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Cameron Lacey.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.